EBN, it's a Kid Chris show. Sarah Elise, I updated you on who we're speaking with here. This is Matt Mangine, senior, on the phone talking to us. And I was turned on to this organization by our buddy Chris Simon over there at Zimmer, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. And
yeah, good guy.
I know of this story. And unfortunately, this is something that is fairly common. Matt, without having to go through the details and having you to relive this horror over and over again, I guess I'll just say that your son, Matt Jr., collapsed on a field during a soccer practice and had a cardiac arrest. And because there was no AEDs around, unfortunately, he lost his life.
Yes, the summary is, you know, Matthew was at practice, and towards the end of practice on his last sprint, he collapsed. There were AEDs on site, but one was not brought to him.
Oh, there was.
Closest one being 250 feet away.
Well, why did it take so long to get there? I don't understand why it took 12 minutes for them to make it to your son.
The whole thing starts from collapse until EMS arrives. So, you know, everything moves in slow motion. I think by the time they called 911, got the ambulance there, it was about 12 minutes when his shock was delivered by EMS. If you know anything about sudden cardiac arrest, if you can get an AED on a person within the first 3 minutes, their chances of survival are 89.9%. And every minute thereafter, it drops by 10%.
And that's the same thing that Damar Hamlin dealt with here last year at Paycor Stadium when he collapsed on the field against the Bengals.
Correct. Damar's cardiac arrest was caused differently, but yes, Damar's was pneumonic cordis, which is, you know, a sudden blow to the chest.
The foundation, by the way, is MMJF and the number 5.org. You know, props to you and your family. I mean, because you're doing an awesome thing with this organization and raising awareness and helping other people out there with this. But I mean, in order to do this, you have to relive that horror all the time telling the story.
No, and I appreciate that. You know, it was hard, but the thing is, you know, telling our story, as unfortunate as it is for us, it helps other parents, right, realize what they need to look for and to make sure that their programs are ready to go if this happens to their son or daughter, so they don't have to live the same nightmare that we do.
My daughter was born in 2012, my first daughter, and before she was born, my wife and I were taking CPR classes and all that stuff.
That's just so important.
Yeah. I mean, that was an obvious thing.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And like, you know, a good example is every coach in the state of Kentucky and Ohio has to be CPR certified. But you do it once, you get your certification, and then it could be up to 2 years before you have to retake it again and recertify. So, I mean, let's face it, who got good at their job doing something once every 2 years?
True.
So the goal of the foundation is to do these refresher trainings. And we go in at least once a year or seasonally with every coach and try to get them to do chest compressions and practice. And the other thing is, you know, it's a 10-minute simple class that's not certification. And we've gotten a lot of schools to buy into it where we're getting the kids to be involved and the kids to learn chest compressions. You know, we only practice for a minute, right? But just getting your hands and doing your compressions to make sure you're doing it right. Just to get you comfortable so that you don't freeze up. I think that's the biggest thing. Every 3.5 days in the United States, a youth athlete dies of a sudden cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God.
This is so
scary.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
You know what, man? Again, ugh. Matt, I wish I was with you. I'd give you one of those bro hugs.
I know.
You're good.
You took something so, so dark and turning it into a very, very big positive. MMJF5.org. It's getting bigger and bigger, and you guys are it's like a full-time job now. That is a relief to hear. I hope it gets as big as Scientology. Let's make it as big as that.
That's a little too big, but let's start small, you know.
And Matt, did you want to talk about this one-shot birthday bash that's happening at TQL Stadium?
Matthew's birthday is October 13th, so we pick a date around his birthday and we do our annual gala. I think we are hoping for about 300-350 people. Our goal, I know we still have a lot of tickets left. One of the big things that night is we have a promotion with Zimmer Motors. They have donated a Jeep Wrangler to us.
Yep.
Nice.
And, you know, we're getting some people to help us market that. And that's going to be a big fundraiser for us the first half of this year. It's going to be $100 tickets. We're going to try and do 33,500. And, you know, that's just going to be a huge positive for us to start off the beginning of the year to keep the foundation rolling.
Well, Matt, Listen, you're a good dude.
Yep.
And your family is stronger than I could ever be, man. So props to you guys. And once again, mmjf5.org. Matt, listen, man, thanks for the time. And please text me if you need anything, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You take
care. I appreciate
it. Yep.
See you,
Matt.
You too. All right.